0102.
Call Rafilwe on 011
883 0702.
It is a personal finance Sunday, and we are having this conversation with our certified financial planner, Paul Rulofser, on the back of all the hullabaloo still ongoing around Black Friday. But of course, we also know that tomorrow is Cyber Monday. Paul, good morning. I know you've got some very specific thoughts around the Black Friday phenomenon, which is very new to us here in South Africa. And I think many of us don't even know why it started or how it started.
Hi, Rafilwe. Yes, certainly. It is a phenomenon, and it's worldwide. I think we must put that down very quickly. It's not just unique to certain countries. Everyone's got that sort of appetite for it now.
Mm-hmm.
Look, interestingly enough, it started off in the US. And just after Thanksgiving, what stores would do, and those stores particularly that were in the red, okay, now that's an accounting term to say that you're running at a loss. To bring yourself back into the black, which is where Black Friday comes from, coming back into the black is to try and generate enough profit.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring your profit back onto your books, you're deemed to be in the black.
Sure.
And what they've done is they go on sale, or have been for years now, going on sale after Thanksgiving. That's the sort of target that, you know, everyone's on holiday, the festive season has come through. Let's go on to sale for this final part of the year. And Black Friday was really just generated around that, where stores were really discounting themselves to generate that extra revenue and bring up their profit line. And what happened was the world just took heed of this, and globally now it's a phenomenon all over the world.
Mm.
It's kind of dissipated a bit, because I think what happens is now you see Black Friday starts not just on a day. You get people being selling on Black Friday before the date, during the date, and as you said, now after the date.
Mm-hmm.
So I think retailers online in particular have really cottoned onto this idea. But it does present a few interesting points around it.
Mm. Well, what are those points around it, Paul? And obviously, you, I think, from as a financial planner in this South African context, I think you're probably quite wary around what happens to budget spending habits and the goals or commitments that we've made around about this time.
Well, it's amazing. You know, we are always at the end of the day really manipulated by targets by targets of retailers. You know, there's all sorts of pricing ways of trying to get you to, you know, take that money out of your wallet and buy something. You know, it goes down to little things like, you know, we don't price things at 1 rand, we price them at 99 cents. You know, now, straight away, that becomes quite a difference in our mindset in terms of what something is worth. But with Black Friday in particular, we must understand first and foremost that if you... you get a discount of 30%, you still spend 70%.
Mm.
And I think the question looms around this, Rafilwe, is am I really buying something that I really want and need and intended to buy? Or am I just really getting caught on that impulsive sale where, wow, that looked like a bargain, and maybe I should buy it now because, you know, although I wasn't in for a television, because it's now 2,000 rand cheaper, maybe I should buy it now.
Sure.
So you kind of get this, I think, off this hangover after Black Friday, where you could have, you know, purchased quite a few things that are on the way to you now that maybe you shouldn't have had or you didn't intend to have.
Mm.
And I think that's the sort of frenzy that this kind of period kind of tends to pick up on and prey on,
yeah,
by the way, because I think retailers are having a field day with it. Mm. As well.
So, I mean, you talk about the Black Friday hangover, but I've pointed to the fact that Cyber Monday is looming. That's tomorrow. Do you recommend if one feels compelled to shop or believes that the specials really are worthwhile and could be an opportune time to do some early Christmas shopping, how do you recommend people go about this?
Well, that's a great point, because if you're really disciplined and you've now taken that short list of who you want to buy for and what you want to spend on them, you know, you could go back on Cyber Monday and Black Friday. I think Black Friday is going to extend itself through the week. I already see a few mails I've got this morning of mm-hmm. continuation of Black Friday. So I think it is a zone that you can actually capitalize on. But the point is to cherry pick what you really want and need, what you've identified already in your budget in terms of spend and whom you're going to spend it upon. And then just really target those lovely specials, because there's a very good sensibility about that. Where it goes wrong is that if you're getting caught up in that FOMO, you know, wow, you know, look at this. By the way, let me rather buy something else for myself at the same time, or overspend on someone because it looks so good. I think you can take advantage, but it's going to take this unique discipline, which I think the pandemic has called for. I know that the budgets are very low and very lean. But I think you could probably pick up some very, very good bargains. You can make some very deliberate choices online too. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to go into a mall and get sort of lulled into all the other specials as you pass the shops. Mm. But you can actually on target your specifics online, get a very detailed description about them. They get delivered to you as well, Rufiwe, so you're not spending on parking and petrol to get to the various purchases. Mm-hmm. And I think with some savvy discipline, you probably could get some really special things out of it.
All right. For those that are or have whipped out the credit card or are eyeing loans, you know, I guess you are in a perfect position to see how we're faring right now. It is November of 2020. It's been an incredibly tough year for so many. And, sure. You know, there's always the allure of a bit of escapism to say I've survived somewhat this year intact, or maybe I haven't come out unscathed and now it's time to treat myself.
Well, yes, again, you know, I think we've spoken about this or to this throughout the year, where they've been sort of compressed and suppressed all through the year. Lockdown was a very challenging thing for many people. And when you come out of it, even if you have a little, you feel that you deserve a break. And that can really explode your budget. That can really throw you out of what we're trying to do. Is we're trying to turn the corner less in debt, rather than, you know, extending that debt. And I think Black Friday must be that exact same exercise as well. Whatever we do, let's not overspend. Let's work within our means. The credit card is a problem because it's easy spend, and we only have to worry about it down the road, so it's delayed gratification. And I think in the space, well, not delayed gratification, we buy now in space and pay later. But there again, we must remember there's lots of beneficiaries around this. The credit card is certainly one. The banks are certainly one. They love Black Friday because they're going to see the credit card spend move upwards. Mm-hmm. But we can play the game of discipline where we say, oh, we'll put it up, but it's going to be within what we can afford to pay off, you know, at the end of the month. And in our budget, we've calculated that already. We must also be mindful that Black Friday also has other beneficiaries while we speak about it. You know, people like the delivery space as well. You know, all these people that are delivering these door-to-door.
The courier services,
The couriers, They certainly are. And don't ignore cell phones as well. You know, cell phones and data, you know, trying to, with all these transactions and then into the banks to pay for them, et cetera, et cetera. All that is moving data. So I think it comes back to it's a very good economic injection into our country, in the sense of all the other people that do feed off it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so I think it has a lot of positive, but we mustn't be lulled into that. I think we've got to come back into it and work within our own space and our own affordability. And I think there are some very good bargains out there. I mean, when I scan through them, I love looking through all those online, you know, captures, discounts and things. And it sounds so good. And you go in and you can really pick up some really good things. But there again, it needs to be disciplined. I think that's the main message.
Well, you're a better person than I am, Paul, because I don't have the patience to compare prices and remember what this item actually costs year round versus on this specific day. So I just steer clear of anything related to this frenzied period, because, yeah.
Well, there's always opportunity, Rufiwe, where, you know, financial planning is a work in progress. So don't give up on it too quickly.
I'll just stay away until I develop the patience to compare and track those price adjustments. All right, thank you so much, Paul. We'll touch base next Sunday as you bring us something more to think about and to chew on in our personal finance space, and perhaps with a look to December and a look to the new year. And how to enter it on a much less anxiety-filled space.
Support is
all right, fantastic. That's Paul Rillister, Certified Financial Planner.